Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Day before Thanksgiving here in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and now joining us, Ted Johnson.
What's up, my guys? Good show so far. Enjoyed listening to it on the way in. Looking forward to today's show. We got so much interesting, compelling stuff to get into today.
It's kind of symbolic. It's like when you go to the table and you're trying to put your plate together, and you know there's only so much room on that little disc.
That's right.
There's all these dishes, and you got to kind of pick it. And if you're like Stiz and they're not allowed to touch, that even creates other issues because the turkey can't touch the stuffing.
Wait, Stiz, you have to, everything has to be separated on your plate?
Yeah, I do have a little thing where I don't like, it depends on, you know, I can be picky. I'll just put it that way.
I get that. You know, I don't like the cranberry sauce getting draining into everything else.
Oh, the liquid part? Yeah.
The stuffing. And,
yeah.
And such.
What about the gravy? I'm a gravy over, like, almost everything.
It depends.
Oh, you gotta.
If it's good gravy, I don't mind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like syrup. I don't mind syrup on everything.
Earmuffs, wifey. It's 50-50 in my house sometimes.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Sometimes
she needs a new recipe.
She argues with it. She fights with it. I don't know. Like, she's at the stove and you're mixing whatever you mix in, and she's stirring and
she's
sometimes
not on,
swearing. And
she's not on Instagram doing videos. This won't get back to her.
This won't get back to her. But
okay, good.
I do oftentimes keep a jar or two of just like store bought gravy on hand. Just
Andy Hart's getting bread and rainwater for Thanksgiving this year.
Mike Vrabel's got Vidarian low. I got. Jar gravy just as a backup. You got to have a plan B in case.
Weren't you just talking about our steaks last week too? Jeez,
that's a good point.
Overcooking the steaks and ruining.
All right, let's move on. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the 3-point stance. Roll it. Go.
Green 19.
Ready.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
It is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're Andy and you keep digging no matter how much we try to pull the shovel away from you, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens.
Stop digging.
617-777-7777. Andy gets nothing for Thanksgiving, and he's thankful for that. But I am thankful that it's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Here are 60 seconds on bad gravy from his wife. Go ahead.
Nope. This is on good hockey from a Bruin. We all know that the Bruins often play sort of fourth fiddle in the city of Boston. It just is what it is. Football's king. Red Sox used to be king. Celtics are a world champion. And everybody thought the Bruins were going to stink. So especially when they go on the West Coast, sometimes they get forgotten those late games. But you may have missed it, but there is a budding star and maybe superstar for your Boston Bruins. Do you know who leads the NHL in goals? Well, at least tied. That would be Morgan Geekie. 5 goals in the last 3 games on the West Coast. You might have slept on it. Couple 2-goal games. He is breaking out in his 7th season at the age of 27. Had 33 goals, a career high by a lot, a year ago, his 2nd season in Boston. And looks like he's going to obliterate those. Listening to Marco Sturm, the most exciting part is there's still a lot of room for growth in his game. Reading about Morgan Geekie, he started taking slap shots. He didn't used to think he had a slap shot. Now he's found, not only do I have a slap shot, it's a good one. I score. He's accurate. He has velocity, and there is more to his game. We know Pasta can score. We know Pasta is a top 10 goal scorer. If Morgan Geeky really is a top 10 goal scorer, you're putting together a nice little offense for a team that everybody said, how are they going to score goals? Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to do it the Geeky way.
I criticize Don Sweeney a lot. I think he's earned a lot of the criticism that we all levy on this show. Geeky has been an unbelievable value sign for the Bruins. And I was going to say this on Monday, but we ran out of time for the third three-point stance. I think he deserves more love for Team Canada at the Olympics than he's given. They don't have a lot of goal scorers that match just the pure ability to put the puck in the net that he has, and against the best goaltenders in the world. I think you need a skill set like that somewhere in your lineup. So that would be my opinion.
Excuse me. Just going to say, how often is it that a guy turns into a 7-year overnight sensation in any professional sport, let alone the NHL?
No, it's rare. I mean, we always go with the year two jump. You make the biggest jump from your rookie season to your second season. No, this is a guy that absolutely fits. He is finding out who he is. Now, some of it is probably who he's playing with. That's helping a little bit. But I think there's an evolution going on here with his game. And you read some of the things he's saying and talking about, like what he thought he was, and now figuring out, you know what, maybe I'm more than what I thought I was. And the guy that jumps to mind for me, different, totally different type of player. But Brad Marchand was seen as a certain thing early in his career, right? He was a pain in the ass, ball of hate, all the. And then he became a pretty good skilled hockey player along the way. And they're very different, but you can figure out where you fit and who you are. And also just opportunities knocking. The Bruins need him. He needs them. Maybe it's just a marriage of opportunities here. So I love it, and I love to see where this is going. So you're basically on pace.
I just did the pace.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
I just did points, right?
Okay.
So he had last year 77 games played, 57 points. This year 24 games played, 23 points. So he's on pace to beat last year's almost by 20 points.
Love
76
it.
Points.
He's 76 points.
Is what he's on pace to get.
And that is going to be secondary to Pasta. Pasta is your points guy. Like you're hoping. Yeah. So this, you know, sometimes it's funny. We freak out like, where are they going to score goals?
And just so you know, in the 8 years that he's played, last year was his high watermark in points scored, and that was 57. So he's on pace to have by far his best year this year.
And I love it. And I this to me is sort of the story of this Bruins team, like things you didn't expect, talents you didn't expect, and then some of them you did expect, like you were hopeful that Swayman would fall back in line as a top end goalie and some of the different things. But I think Morgan Geeky is a breakout star. Also learned Dan Ball, not being the puckhead that you are, when I looked him up on Hockey Reference, has a brother, Connor Geeky. Didn't know that either.
Yeah, a little bit younger. I think he's still in kind of prospect range.
Yeah, but was I believe a first-round pick.
Yeah, good prospect.
Yeah.
11th
overall pick.
It was kind of this is the Geeky that's actually going to be the difference maker, just kind of that he was languishing around. But, yeah, certainly not the case. And doing that math as well, 17 goals in 24 games is roughly a 58-goal pace.
Oh, that's a nice season right there.
Your leader last year was Leon Draisaitl with 66, then Tage Thompson with 56. So
I will say it's a little dangerous to do the pace thing after he just had 5 in 3 games like that. That helps the pace along a little bit. That might level out a little there.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, goal scoring is the most streaky thing that you can do in the NHL. It comes, you score a hat trick, then you don't score for 3 games, then you score 2. It kind of ebbs and flows in that way. But yeah, he deserves more credit. We were talking before the show, Andy, that they haven't had a supplemental winger that can score the way that Geeky has. Really, in the entire time that you've had Pastrnak on your team, they've had decent center play, and Marchand's a great distributor, great point collector, but nobody that scores the way that he does. So, Morgan Geeky getting some love from noted puckhead Andy Hart. Fitzy, are you ready for your three-point stance?
Why, let us do the thing.
All right, here is 60 seconds to do the thing. Go ahead.
All right. Look, Mike Vrabel is having an incredible season, taking the New England Patriots from 4-13 to already a record of 10-2. 10-2 with 5 games left. 10-2. Some people think they could lose 3 in a row. I think they're going to finish 14-3 at this point. It is spectacular. However, I hate to say it, but I know it's been since September since Mike Vrabel's taken an L, but today, Stiz, he took one.
Christmas is number one. 4th of July is a close second. Big firework guy. And then it's a toss-up. You know what I mean?
St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, they're all like after Christmas and 4th of July, there's a big drop off.
I am so sorry, Mike Vrabel. I have been with you in lockstep over almost every decision you have made, over every proclamation, all your takes, all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your interviews, all of it. However, the idea that Thanksgiving is not even in your top three, this is the best holiday. It is my personal number one. It is the GOAT. There's no presents. You don't have to go to church. There's nothing to worry about. You just get together with your family. You eat, drink, and watch football. What's more American than that?
Fireworks. We got to have...
it's the best.
You know how we have all the columns and all the sports. They win streak for all the, you know, all the teams. Fitzy's in a two-game negative streak right now.
3-point stance?
3-point stance.
I mean, negative streak.
This is kind of, I've never seen so many negative 3-point stances.
Yeah, Verzocco is posting the video. Fitzy hates Vrabel.
Over the last 10 3-point stances, I think he's got two in a row there.
He's broken.
Yeah. And, but Ted, you know what?
Yeah.
The idea, Ted, that somebody would say St. Patrick's Day or any other holiday is better than Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This is like celebrating the birth of your nation. This is about mirth, merriment, family together. You don't have to go to church if you don't want to. You get to wear stretch pants. Napping in public is welcomed. Multiple, like 6-7 meals. Inebriation. What else do you need?
That sounds, you know, you're making a good argument there.
I don't know Mike Vrabel personally. And you don't need to tell me anything personal about him. But when somebody tells me they love St. Patrick's Day, I think they like to drink beer. That is just my assumption.
And 4th of July.
Yes, and 4th of July.
Right.
Like, I think he told you, I like to drink beer.
Yeah. No, Mike's, he likes to enjoy himself.
Okay.
I mean, the guy is the proverbial work hard, play hard guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, though, Fitzy, it's funny your reaction because mine was the exact opposite. I could not be in more lockstep with Mike Vrabel. It is Christmas. Yeah. It is 4th of July.
That's on brand for the two of us, by the way.
And then all the rest. I would put Thanksgiving a hard third. That's where I differentiate from him.
I agree.
My third.
I'm the same way. I agree with one and two, but no, Thanksgiving's there. Maybe it's because he's always playing football.
Probably. It's got to be a football thing, Ted, that it disrupts, that he gets in the way of football.
He can't fully relax on the day. Like the rest of us can. You know
but
I mean?
Christmas is during football.
Well, that's fair.
And he loves Christmas.
That's true. That's true.
And now you have to play on Christmas on Netflix a lot of times, too. Like, but also just think, like, the entire weekend. I was just, you know, you get the Wednesday get-together with all your high school buddies. That's Thanksgiving. Saturday morning, the Turkey Bowl, where you're guaranteed to, you know, pull a calf or blow a hamstring. That's Thanksgiving. Watching Ohio State, Michigan Saturday and having like a little tailgate with the neighbors. Like so many things stitched together in and around the several days. It's more than just the Thursday where your mother-in-law, you know, overcooks the bird by an hour and makes you eat dry stuffing.
It's enjoyable, but I get where he's coming from. And also for us, it's a little different because Fitzy, you said it's like Wednesday. Is that like, we're working today. We're hardworking, hard at work. Yeah. A lot of other people already, you know, took off on Monday, Tuesday, whatever, didn't work today. We're hard at work, slaving away, doing radio.
I will say this. To me, this has got to be
generous. Okay.
One of the best Thanksgivings he's going to ever have. Oh, and because the schedule provides that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're right. With the day off. So they have Monday night, so they can take Thursday off and then just pretend Friday is Thursday, build up to the game normally. Nothing gets lost.
If you're not playing on Thursday on Thanksgiving, then you're usually at least practicing for a half day. Most coaches at least have you come in until noon.
Yep.
But this Thursday, I believe the boys are off.
Yes.
Because they don't play till Monday.
Correct. They are off, and he has his family coming in. He talked on the Greg Hill Show about the kids were coming in, girlfriends were coming in. They were going to have a traditional kind of Thanksgiving.
What about the boys behind the glass? What do you guys think about these rankings?
Well, we just got a call from Stacey James, Nick, and you are no longer the number one Foxborough fanimal for your two negative Patriots takes in a row.
Too many. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it took. Oh, wow. They found the call. Oh, really? Okay. Interesting.
You got anything you want to say to Stacey? Now's the time to say it.
No, yeah, that's okay. Apparently our storm blue jerseys got lost in the mail again.
Oh, Stacey. There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Good job, Fitz.
That's true. Number 52, Johnson on the back.
That's right.
You're still keeping.
I'll take five Johnsons, please.
50. I got to tell you, Johnson. I think there's a better chance Fitzy and I get jerseys than you do.
You
right now
would be 100% correct on that.
Ball and Stiz and all
those. How many slings and arrows must a superfan take for a nation? Damn it.
I am also Thanksgiving number one, by the way. Says,
number
I don't know,
one?
I don't know where you are.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It is the best.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's number one for another.
And also, Andy, don't overlook this. As a super Christmas guy that you are, don't overlook this. Thanksgiving kicks off Christmas season. So now the anticipation of Christmas officially begins tomorrow.
Disagree.
When you put out the lights. It's an ancillary benefit.
I think for most people now, Halloween is what...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Triggers Christmas now.
Unfortunately.
Like,
yes.
There's trees up a week after Halloween.
Right. We got a tree in our studio.
Yeah.
And I get it. But
too
yeah,
early.
A lot of my neighbors had lights up already over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
What is it? It's like they want to be the first now? Is it like...
I don't know if it's that or if they just like it so much they want it for longer than the whatever that is.
Well,
I
have a theory on this because
I was
thinking about it. So yep. My theory is there's no like Thanksgiving decorations. Like what do you put up for Thanksgiving?
Well,
so you got
harvest,
Halloween, which is very clear, you know, ghost
cornucopia.
Goblins and whatever. And then
cornucopia.
There's nothing for Thanksgiving.
True.
So it's like you kind of just go right to Christmas because that's the next thing. And then if you wait until after Thanksgiving, what are you going to get? 2-3 weeks with your Christmas decorations? Mm-hmm. And then you got to take them down.
Yep. And then you got people yelling at you that it's December 29th. Take them down. They've been up too long. I'll tell you the thing that really ruffles my turkey feathers. When you go around a season into retail, and big retail controls everything, but like Halloween candy on sale in July. But if you go to buy Halloween candy a week before Halloween, sorry, it's gone because the store is full of Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go Christmas shopping in the middle of December, swimsuits are on sale. I can't stand it. They're always making you try to buy 6 months in advance. It's crap.
Ted, your theory?
Yeah. Oh, you want to? It's a little darker than Stizzes.
No, now I really
now I have to hear it.
I welcome the darkness
it's
today.
Just, you know, Ted. I don't know.
Off air?
It's just there's something. I think it says something about just where you are. You know, you got to do that. It's just no. I'm good. I'm not.
Okay.
Not go there.
Well,
I'm not
sure that plane landed. We'll do a practice run off the air.
We skipped off the ground.
Hey. Ted, let's not even bother. Let's just return all the passengers to the terminal.
Yeah.
I'd like to also remind you, let me get you back where you were, 10 and 2.
There we go, 10 and 2.
10 and 2. Can't forget that. Cleaning up a stat real quick, by the way, Leon Draisaitl had 52 goals last year to lead the league, so he's actually at a better pace than what the league leader was a season ago. The problem is Nathan MacKinnon is also on that same pace, but we'll see how that one goes. Okay, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
Let it happen, Captain.
All right, here is 60 seconds for not a Thanksgiving take, but something else. Go ahead.
Right, so yesterday, Andy read the Josina Anderson report on Bill Belichick, and it's too long to read right now. In fact, I counted the words. I'm off plus or minus probably 5 words, but it was a report that was 137 words long and 4 paragraphs, which is the longest kind of report I've ever read, really, for something like this. And it just got me thinking, when you read it closer, when you start seeing this, that there's more to the story. She's embellishing in this report, like, you know, why Belichick didn't end up as the head coaching another NFL team a couple of seasons ago. And it goes into regarding workplace dynamics playing a part into it. She talks about respect from the owners across the league is what matters, given real credence, preference, it's flowery. It's way too flowery for a normal reporter to write this. So it hits me all of a sudden. This is Jordan Hudson writing
this. Oh, yeah.
Jordan Hudson, as we know, tried to negotiate on the Sports Gossip Show with Charlotte Wilder.
Yep.
And all the other Hard Knocks, CBS Morning, Dunkin' Donuts, the hot mic on DraftKings, Hulu, all these other things that she has tried to integrate herself into. She is basically wrote that report for Josina Anderson. And I say, shame on you, Josina. Shame on you. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel, Josina. Until you want to, retort, that's how I'm going to feel about it.
If indeed, and it certainly, I said yesterday, at the very least, the follow-up one was like, sleep on this report if you want.
Yeah, felt I
like,
didn't even get to that one.
Felt like Jordan.
Right.
If Josina Anderson is just taking Jordan's word, Bill is going to be a candidate. Like, you can't take that on her word. You have to get some sourcing from one of the teams.
But that's the perfect example, right? I didn't even think of that. You think about her, Josina Anderson, clapping back at the naysayers to her report.
Jordan.
What is Jordan doing all the time? Clapping back at Pablo Torre.
Yep.
And anybody that calls her out, right?
Yeah, so,
scheduling an Instagram photo crew to conveniently be wherever she is.
You know, come on, Josina. I mean,
you want to say be better?
Be better.
Oh, he said it. That's
be
so
better. Come
I love
on,
it,
man.
That hits home. When somebody tells you to be better, it's condescending, but boy, does it hit home.
I mean, she's
disappointment.
On ESPN. I mean, ESCN or whatever she's on. I don't know.
Something
what
that we will clarify before
Isn't
we
it the Frontier News Network.
There we hit go, this again like at 4 o'clock. We got a little more detail. There's lawsuits. There's threats. There's Pablo Torre, North Carolina. Official letters, Jordan. There's more. Oh, and I forgot. There's coming up on Thanksgiving a daughter-in-law who is screaming for 40 minutes luxury suite about Jordan. So we'll get back to that around 4. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we mentioned it, a little weird week. We're off the rest of the week. There's a Monday night football game, so we need to do our first look ahead to the New York Giants. Are they frisky? Are they dangerous? If Jackson Dart is back, does that make them more dangerous? New defensive coordinator. First look at the Giants up next. And remember, 3:45, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.